on a Christian faith video shared on Facebook tells about an atheist professor who challenges his class each year to find proof that there is a God. In the end of the year, the final is to stand up any of the students have proof. A chalk is dropped and shattered as a test. If there was a God, he would stop the chalk. That video was shared to me, and this was my reply to the person who shared it: the share stops at me for I will not share it forward. I said, thank you for the story, I'm not going to pretend that I did not read this. I believe in him. I don't believe in sharing stories of faith that are stories that if I can or cannot have affirming verification of their truth. But I believe the story is plausible and probable. That is the way God puts the messages into my life as well. A different way for each and every soul. When one needs to confirm a message, you ask God to confirm he is listening to a plea, and one of these confluences of abnormalities happens in context of the circumstances. Exactly, and I don't need to share the knowledge to know most people experience this, if they just pay attention. Sometimes I am sure that God sends these messages without a question first or a challenge or reaffirming belief. I am sure that everyone is picked for these messages. These messages appear in life constantly. If you think you are not receiving these messages, you are not paying attention, you are distracted from doing God's work in so much of your life, but you're harmless otherwise and you're doing fine and not under any requirements to honor God. That is an atheist. They do not need to honor God to be in God's hands. He does not care, and he welcomes the challenge. With a challenge at heart, and if there were anyone in class who asked to get the word of God, every single student received such a confirmation, and in the case of the coursework, they received that message and did not stand up because of fear. But in the end, all of the classes for all of the years had an element of belief bestowed upon them. In the course of writing, I am sure that when this story passes their view, if it is real, one would write I was in that class, and carry forward onto the message. That would be X2 the need to share this video. I find no reason to share this video otherwise. That makes more sense to me, and I thank you for the inspired view. I believe in God and Goddess alike. It is not a Christian thing, but an universal thing. I am Wiccan and we have the same God alike.